bless you, brothers and sisters. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are back again. Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the one and only apostle and prophet. Amen. C. Polite. Amen. Praise the Lord. From the School of Theology and the pastor and founder of the Runners of Christ Outreach Ministries. Praise God. In co-op. Amen. Praise God. We have had such a fantastic job. Amen. Praise God. Ministering. Praise God. On the 10 M's. And we're going to continue. Amen. Praise God. Where we left off. Amen. Praise God. We've already covered. Amen. Praise God. The making of the man and the womanhood. Amen. Praise God. How God, amen, praise God, has to make the man first before he makes the ministry. Amen. Praise God. We already, amen, covered. Amen. Praise God. How so many today, amen, is rushing themselves and not taking their time. Amen. Rushing into ministry. Amen. Instead of rushing into preparation. Preparation is very important. Praise the Lord. It is always better to be prepared for something than to get into something unprepared. Amen. That's what these M's are all about. Praise the Lord. So we are studying these M's for a reason. Praise God, because God is the strongest power, and because he is, we are not defeated. So once again, praise God, I'll give you the cover of what we're doing. We're doing a series on the 10 M's of ministry. Number one, we talked about manhood and womanhood. Then we went into ministry, how we should not bring offense to ministry, because when we bring an offense to ministry, we are offending Jesus Christ. He is the head of the ministry. He's the head of the church. And we can't offend each other. We can't bring offense to no one. So then we're going into message today. We're going to be talking about message. And when we come back, maturity, marriage, methods, manners, money, morality, and motive. Amen. Praise God. So we're trying to keep all these M's together. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for so many that have listened to my first episode, amen, praise God, of the 10 M's, and how it is touching so many lives around the world. Everybody's being touched by this, praise the Lord. So we are coming today, and today we're going to pick right up off. We already talked about how God, amen, praise God, made man in his own image and in his own likeness. Amen, praise God. I was tuned into the word predestined. And I want you to get this again. For who he had predestined. Now, I want you to look at this. Pre means before. All right? And every one of us have a destiny. So what God has said, before we had our destiny, we had our destiny already in the mind of God before you started on your destiny. God had to create. He brought man out of his mind. And he said, let us make man in our own image and in our own likeness. Amen. Praise the Lord. And after the making of the man, then he gave the man a ministry. We also covered that man's first ministry was not to humans. If you listen to what I was telling you, we said that what God did was he brought animals on the scene. Hallelujah. Then he created Adam in his own image and likeness, gave him dominion, power, and authority over the cattle, over every creeping thing on the earth. And we showed you even in our lesson a domino reflection. This means that God made man, and we showed you how God used the same man, went in that man, brought woman, and how he will use the man later on to bring the children out of the woman. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to keep this thing going in the way that we have it. So today, amen, praise God, before you can go into ministry, you have to go into preparation. You have to spend quality time getting ready. And trust me now, as we told you, a ratio 10 to 1, when Jesus came at the mediator came, praise the Lord, we showed you how it took 30 years of Jesus getting prepared for what? For a 3.5 year ministry. 3-to-1 ratio. Now listen at this. See, I want to share something with you again, because it's very important that you need to get there. Jot this down if you can. The Lord gave a tithe. Hallelujah. It took 30 years. Now watch this here. 30 years of Jesus getting ready or being prepared. All right. For what? 3.5-year ministry. All right. Now look here. 10% of the 30 is 3. You listen to what I'm saying? All right. Now that's your tithe. And half that was offering. How many know he came to offer himself to the world? Amen. So God gave a tithe in the making of Jesus. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. Took 30 years. Now he didn't come and he had a three. It took. Now it will look like, seem like to you, like most people today, they tell you that you got to go and sit under somebody, apprenticeship, and you got to go to school and you got to go for 3 years, 4 years, and so many years. No, but listen carefully, my friend. Well, see, this is why we got to bypass denomination, bypass this, and go straight and plug right back into the source where all things come from, and that is God. So we see that Jesus himself, the mediator, the God, Jesus and God is the same. Now, don't get upset with me and what I'm about to tell you, because you need to understand. I know we teach the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but we're going to give you a little insight in the spirit today of what God is saying. Jesus and God, watch this here, even though he was the Son of God. Now we're going to explain this Son of God, okay? Because now that means the Word of God manifested himself in the flesh. Come to human form. Come on, y'all, you hear what I'm saying now. And he called his name Jesus. All right, the pre, they go again, pre, before, in. Before there was incarnation, he was the Word. So pre-incarnated Word of God, a thought of God, God took a thought out of his head and turned his own self into his own self and called himself Jesus. I wish I had somebody, praise God, that would praise God with me right there. Now listen, I want to go a little further with you now. And so Jesus says later on, when you see me in human form, when you see me, and the Word was made flesh. Let's go back now. We went to the Word of God, and we said in John, let's start back in Genesis. Genesis said in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, follow, get your Bibles and follow along with the prophet. It says that God created the heaven and the earth. Oh, glory be to God. Now, I want you to stay with me for a minute, because, see, I want you to try in these teachings, amen, to keep your natural and carnal mind out of the way while you're learning from the Spirit of God. Amen. Because the minute that your natural mind and your carnal mind start interjecting, amen, praise God, in this teaching, then you start hearing from the enemy of our warfare. Satan starts telling you, oh, that's not right. Oh, no, that don't make no sense. You see, and I want you to keep the devil out of this teaching if you want to learn the truth. All right. So watch this here now. So it says now, in the beginning, God created. That word mean bara. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bara. B-A-R-A. Bara. He created the heaven and the earth. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want you to understand something. Watch it. In the beginning, God created a mind and a body. Oh, that got you now. You can take your break right there if you want to. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I want to look at, when I look at myself, and then you look at yourself, we all have a mind, watch this here, and we all have a body. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So when he created Adam in his own image, see, God is our heavenly Father sitting high in the heavenlies. Hallelujah. But yet he thought about us in the earthly, in the earth realm, and he created man to be like him. Let's make man like us and give him our qualities. Give him our entity. Let him be just like us. Let him be able to think like us. Let him be able to act like us, walk like us, talk. Now, this is where the characteristics of God comes in, or we're teaching about the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, glory be to God. We told you, praise the Lord, in Galatians. Amen. Galatians talk about, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentle, kindness, meek, and temperance. We went down the line with that. But if you understand right above that, there was Galatians 5:19 before you get to 20. And that is the works of the flesh. It says the works of the flesh are manifested as deeds. and it start giving you the works of the things that the devil would be doing in the flesh, in your marriage, in your home, in your ministry, opposition, the things he will come to attack you with. Amen, praise God. But you got to understand now, but when you become born again, amen, praise God, and you step over into the kingdom of God, he anoints you for and equip you for this job. So that anointing begin to destroy all those things so that the fruits of God and the character of God can be seen. Now, when we talk about fruit again, fruit are not tangible. I have to emphasize this enough to people because I get a lot of questions, prophet. I'm not understanding this, prophet. No, fruits are not tangible. So that's why I said if you leave your natural mind and your carnal mind out of the way of teaching or learning, you can really come into the knowledge of God. You can tap into something that will, and you'll have a wow moment. And when you have a wow moment, he'll give you a praise moment. Glory be to God. Amen. So I'm trying to show you something. Now, the original Greek words that when we talk about the fruit of God, it is not apple, orange, banana, pear, plum, or grapes, as I told you in the earlier episode. So what I'm trying to get you to understand is that when we talk about fruit, and you hear it in the ministry, and you're sitting here with your natural mind, the minute your natural mind start immediately thinks about fruits. Hallelujah. See what I'm saying? But see, that's why, and then the devil, that's called a distraction. The devil will come and play with you because he will never let you understand. Now, as I said to you, your carnal mind is your instigator to your natural mind. It always instigates. It always try to find a reason or a fault or excuse for anything for your natural mind, because the Bible said your natural mind cannot, now listen to me carefully, cannot understand the spiritual things of God. Oh, glory be to God. That's awesome right there. Once again, your natural mind cannot understand what? The spiritual things of God. So what did I just say to you? I said that, but the fruit of the Spirit. And then what your natural mind did? Went straight to want to go get some apples and oranges and bananas and stuff. See, because why? It don't understand what I'm saying. See? And he said, how could you hear except you hear from a preacher? And how could the preacher preach except he's been sent by God? Amen. And we're going to talk about this today, because sent by God, you're going to really learn something today if you tune into the prophet today, is that we cannot talk about nothing but God. We should not go out here, praise God. When Jesus took 12 disciples, he poured himself over into them and then commissioned them after 3.5 years and sent them out and said, go preach me to the world. Go talk about me. He didn't tell the preachers to go out and make yourself a fame or a name, exalt yourself or build this. Most of us today, we talk about what we did and we're not talking about what Jesus done. Oh, glory be to God. Now, y'all listen to what I'm saying here. Praise God. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw. And we wonder why people don't come. We wonder why people don't understand. We wonder why people are being misled. Wonder why they're not being enlightened. Where's the knowledge? Where's the power? Where's the spiritual power? Where's the Shekinah glory? Where is the spirit that once was of Azusa Street? Where's the anointing that was on all the major and minor prophets of the old? Amen. How people used to get healed. Jesus, the presence of God, they walked into the presence of God and blind eyes will come open, lame will walk, the dumb will speak, the deaf could hear. Where is that anointing? Have you seen God lately? Where is his anointing? Where's the power? Where's the dunamis power of the Almighty God? What's happening, my friends? What's happening, my friends? What is happening? I'll tell you what's happening. My people have been destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They have been destroyed. Lack of knowledge. The lack of not knowing how this thing works. Trying to jump into something without the information or the rules and regulation or the basic principles, and they just in it blind, and the blind leading the blind around here, and oh, you're going to go in the ditch together. Glory be to God, just having a good time. And I used to preach all the time, there's going to be a barbecue in hell. Preach a barbecue in hell. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm trying to teach you something right now. We got to go back to the characters of God. I don't want to be in ministry without the minister. Glory be to God. If it's Jesus is the head, I need to be talking about what he done. I need to be talking about his life. I need to be talking about, amen, why God sent him. What is his purpose? What is his motives? What did he come for? Amen. Pray God. It's his church. It's not my church. And church don't mean a building. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I hope somebody's being blessed right now. Church don't mean a building. Amen. The world came up with this COVID. COVID came out. COVID came and hit, struck the world all around. Praise God. And what the first thing I started hearing? Oh, we got to shut the churches down. We got to shut the who down? We got to shut the church down. Well, if you shut the church down, praise the Lord, then guess what? You are the church. So you allow this spirit, come on here, of fear to come in, and you cancel out your spirit of faith, amen, for the spirit of fear. Come on, praise God. When God, if you'd have followed God and his ministry and being made by God, and remember, he made the man for the ministry, but you jumped in the ministry and then they shut your ministry down. But if you had been made, you would have known that you was the ministry and you were the church. And in order for them to shut the church, they got to shut your mouth and you can't talk about God no more. Glory, I wish I had three people that want to break through right there. Glory be to God. Amen. This is good. Are you listening? To what I'm trying to tell you. Amen. So God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. So today, by the power of the Holy Ghost that's invested in me, I want to send a notice out to COVID right now. This too will pass. You will be defeated because God is the strongest power. And because he is, we as a collective group and as a whole and as a ministry and as a body of Christ, we will not be defeated. Amen. So I want you to understand exactly what God said. So the fruit of God is not tangible. It's no, it's not an apple. No, it's not an orange. No, it's not a bunch of grapes. No, 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 no. It's attitudes. Glory be to God. It is behaviors. Amen. That God is trying to get rid of and make first before he give. You don't want to have nobody with a bad attitude in a ministry. God wants to make that man or woman that have that bad attitude and get it delivered and get that out so it can be transformed into the image. He said, let us make him in our image and like transform over into the image of Jesus Christ. So that Joe Jesus could stand here and not the man and the woman and minister to his house. Glory be to God, because he is the head of the church. Are you listening to me? Glory be to God. So we see that now when you look and read that book in Galatians 5:22, it only reads what you see with the naked eye. But if you go to the original transcript, and you get the original transcript, here's how it reads. I gave it to you in the first episode, so let me give it to you again. It says, it reads like this, but the characteristics of God is as follows. He is a loving God. Who don't want to follow a loving God? Glory be to God. He's full of joy. You don't want to be nowhere in a church where it's full of sadness and depressed spirits and everybody look like they mean. Come on here, praise God. Come on, you coming in here, praise God, to get joy and you ran into sadness. Come on here, praise God. You already down and ran into somebody more downer than you who ain't able to pick you up. Why? Because they was not made for the ministry that they sitting in, but they sitting in something, not being prepared for something that they sitting in. If God had prepared them, then they would know that when somebody come and hurt, they would have been a bomb in Gilead. They would have been oil. Their arms would have been open. They would have welcomed you. If you come in sad, love would have met you at the door. I wish I had somebody to feel like praising God with me right now. So we got to get into, so God is full of love. He's a loving God, full of joy, full of peace. And look, long suffering. That means God takes a lot to put up with us. And now look what he said. If he takes a lot to put up with us, And then he says, let's make man like us. So how many of you here know that if God said he took a lot to make him, come on here, long suffering, then how many know, and he made us into his image and likeness, he fixed us in the beginning. He prepared us. He made you before he put you in a ministry where they're going to talk about you, run you down, look at you crazy, look cock-eyed, cross-eyed, say evil things to you. He made you like him to suffer that, take that, forbear that, put up with that so you can minister to them. Glory be to God. Are y'all listening to anything I'm saying to you? This is real good teaching. Are y'all following along with the prophet? Amen. Praise God. This is going to be some journey. Amen. By the time we get to the last M. Oh, I believe some of y'all are going to be shouting out your shoes when we get to the last M. Praise the Lord. That's what I'm telling you now. Amen. Because I know I'm stepping on somebody's air holes right now. You're getting mad. You started out smiling. You're probably frowning. Because when God get through making you, you're going to be a happy camper. Lift your head up. You're going to be so delivered by the time we finish with these M. You're going to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm godly sorry. Please forgive me, God. Hallelujah. I've wronged your Father in the name of Jesus. Because if you wrong the Father, it is easy for you to wrong anybody. If you don't come correct with God, my friends, you can't come correct with nobody. If God don't put you in a ministry, see, stop trying to jump over into the ministry and pass your making, because God would not put you in a ministry, come on here, with spirits in you and then minister the spirits with the spirits in you for the spirits in you to aggravate the spirits in them and the spirits in them to aggravate your spirits. I wish I had somebody. Glory be to God. Are y'all listening to what I'm saying to you? This is good news, church. I feel the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. All right. So now we understand the characteristics of God. And so if you want to understand the devil, then you read Galatians 5:19, and you easily could see anytime you want to see what he up to. Because yes, because of Adam and Eve falling under the spirit of transgression in the Garden of Eden and lost its right. I said in the first episode, can you imagine your mom and daddy leaving you a house fully furnished, huh? Deeds and title. You really ain't got to work to pay for a house because they already worked for it and gave it to you. Hallelujah. And then here comes somebody that don't even live there. Come on, praise God. Ain't their house. They put you out of your house. They took the deed and the title and own the house. That's exactly what happened to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The devil came into Adam and Eve's house and kicked them out of their own house and took the deeds and the title over. And now he's the new sheriff in town, or the kid on the block. He's the god of this world and the prince of this air. And now we're under another set of rules here. That's why the Bible come back now and tells us we are in this world, but we are not of it. Why? Because, see, the one that we are from is ruled by the Heavenly Father. Amen. But when the devil came in and put Adam's spiritual mind to sleep, that cut visitation rights off. Glory, I wish I had somebody. God used to come down every day and visit Adam in the garden, and it immediately cut the visitation right off. He stopped coming. See? And then God had his 6 days. God created the heaven and the earth. 7 days he rested. And it led God when man's spiritual mind went to sleep, and he lost Adam and Eve over to the devil. Then God had to go back to the drawing board and create an eighth day. Eight mean new beginning. Oh, glory. Got to start all over again. Glory be to God. And he called it the plan of redemption. How I'm going to get my son and my daughter back in the hands of the Lord. Well, that's going to come back through now. I got to create in my mind, watch, look at here now, a second Adam. And so he calls the mediator, our Father, Jesus Christ himself, watch this here, the mediator, the intercessor, and he's also known by scripture as the second Adam. Glory be to God. And what the devil went through Mother Eve to mess up, now God got to find a woman. Glory be to God, the making of a woman. I wish I had somebody. I said, now the making of a woman before she can have a ministry. See, God had to find a woman now that he could go through, just like the devil went through Eve. God had to come through Mary. Glory be to God, huh? And if you notice, in both incidents, both women here, you didn't see no man tampering with what God had to do. I wish I had me somebody that felt like praising God. The devil came in and went through Eve. Come on, praise the Lord. And impregnated her with a son. The firstborn that come out of her was Cain, a murderer, a thief, a liar. Let's go over here to the gospel's sake. And then God had to go through Mary. Come on here. And then the son that come out of her. Come on, praise God. The second Adam came. Come on here, praise God. That was not a thief or murder. Life, peace, understand it. The fruits of the characters of God came out of her. And this, and Jesus said, when you see me, word. Oh, y'all need to get this. See, every time you look at your Bible, you're seeing Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of God was made flesh. In the beginning was the word. Now, we told you in Genesis, let's go back there so you can catch up with me now. He says, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form or void. Hallelujah. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the water. That's how your Bible started out. But it did not tell you, hallelujah, how God created the heaven and the earth. It just told you God created the heaven and the earth. Now get your natural mind. Keep your natural mind and your carnal mind out of this. Now, let's stay in the spirit with the prophet. Now, let's go over to St. John 1:1. And let's read the same thing almost simultaneously to Genesis 1:1. St. Genesis said God created. Genesis says in the beginning God created the heaven and earth. Let's look at John 1:1. It says in the beginning, oh, in the origin, right back again, sound like the same thing. In the beginning was the word. Oh, what did Genesis say? In the beginning God created, but it didn't tell me how he created or what he used to create. It just said God created and all things just appeared. Now John seems to see, because the Old Testament points to the New Testament, and then when I get to the New Testament, it unfolds what's in the Old. Are y'all with me now? So when I found John and caught up with John, John gave me some insight, some spiritual insight of how God did it in Genesis. He says it happened like this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And without the Word was anything he said in Genesis made that was made. Oh, I feel like shouting here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that's how that incident came about. So then it says all things in the 3:1-3 said, now all things that were made by him. What things? Well, if we go back to Genesis, because it don't tell me that in John about what things. It just said all things. So now I got to go back to Genesis again to see what thing. Let there be light. Let there be made man. Let animals come. Let the trees appear. Let the earth come. See, John ain't giving me an inscription of the things. Them things came out of God in Genesis, but then Genesis ain't telling me how he did it. And John is telling me what he used to do it. I was had me somebody to shout right there with me. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good? So now we understand. Amen. We're getting a little bit closer to the making of a man and the making of a ministry, making of a man, making of a woman before you go into a ministry. God ain't going to give you no ministry. When you go into the ministry, amen, praise God, the ministry will be the things that you have to do. All right, let's give an example. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Being a doctor is a ministry. But now, how he gonna go work on a patient or perform surgery if he hadn't been prepared for that and went to school for that, to get his education for that? Come on, praise the Lord, and know how to minister to that. Would you and I or anybody else want a doctor operating on you and he don't know what he doing? Glory be to God. Well, the same way you wouldn't want a doctor to operate on your body and to go inside and play with your vital organs, and he ain't been to school and he don't know what a scalpel is, a knife is, a tool is, and he inside your body. No, you don't want that. That doesn't make any sense. Well, that's the same way. You don't want nobody that is over the ministry running Jesus' business who ain't been prepared to talk about Jesus or even know Jesus or can identify with Jesus or can identify with where Jesus want the ministry done. Come on, no man, woman today is running the ministry how they want it done, leaving Jesus out. Come on, praise the Lord. Come on, Jesus, God is love. You can't run a ministry with hate. You can't run a ministry with jealousy. You got to get all this out of your heart. It sounds like the churches today are bypassing and skipping deliverance and going straight into ministry because they don't want to be delivered. They know that in the years of preparation and being prepared, you also have to be delivered. There's some things that God have to surgically take out of you. Glory be to God, before he'll let you stand over his people and surgically try to take something out of them. Come on here. And whatever God is not willing to do with you, he doesn't give you power to do with nobody else. So the making of a man and the making of a woman, and then he gives you ministry. And he gave them animals. Adam didn't know. He didn't. It wasn't people that he had. He had his wife, but he had to minister to her. That's a ministry too. Marriage is a ministry, being able to minister to each other. But then I believe that you should be prepared before you even talk marriage. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A man must be prepared on what manhood is. It said manhood. Amen. But if he ain't got a man to be a role model and teach him what manhood is, then where's he gonna get his preparation from? See, and since God is the one who created him, the best way to get his information is from God. And today, most men don't want nothing to do with God. And so therefore, the enemy of our warfare, because you in this world, come on, praise God, where seducing spirits is, so Satan gets in his mind and make him think that he is a gift to women. And you're not a gift to women. You're a gift to God. God created you for his purpose. Amen. To teach you a ministry. So then when he give you a wife, come on here, and children, you know how to minister to them. Oh, if I had all this knowledge back in the day, come on here, when I was coming up in my earlier years, come on, praise the Lord. But you grow in grace. Come on, praise the Lord. Some folks say, oh, if I knew this back in the day. No, you don't know it back in the day. You know it now. Come on, lift your hand and give God a praise. And so now that you're learning it now, you're able to look back and see where you come from and correct as you go now. You don't keep repeating where you've been. You correct where you've been. Glory be to God. Because your past is not your future, and your future is not your past. We teach here that your past is your years of immaturity. When you didn't know no better. When people manipulated you. Mind manipulates you. Controlled you instead of you being in control. You live through the mind of others instead of using your own mind. I put on the front cover of my book that living the right life is a mind thing. You got to have the right mind for everything you go into. When you go into marriage, you can't just jump, play hopscotch and go to marriage. You got to go by God. Marriage is ordained by God. You got to get ordained. Every minister should be ordained to be a minister. You got to go in and get ordained by the power of the Holy Ghost. That doesn't mean all the time that some man got to lay hand on you. Some man got to ordain you. But I can hear through these M's, you will learn that if you're being prepared by God and then he going to give you a ministry and that ministry going to be about him, then the Holy Ghost has to ordain you to talk about Jesus. Because nobody understands Jesus like the Holy Ghost. Don't you have a spirit in you? Let me share this with you. You are a spirit. You live in a body. And you have and possess a soul. We will come back to you later, praise God, on the episode and take an episode up and just minister what soul is. Because some of you don't understand what soul is, but I'm going to bring you up to date about what your soul is. Because you have a soul and you have then you have a spirit. The spirit is the real you, the breath of God. That's where you come from, and that's where you will go back to if you live for God. Or you on your soul, watch this here, can go to hell. and live in eternal damnation and fire forever. Amen. Or you can make up your mind today to follow where you come from. You are the breath and the pluma of God. Amen. God breathed into man nostrils, his breath, his pluma, his spirit. And man became a living what? Soul. But I'm not going to mess with soul today, because this thing is good. We'll save some of this good meat and steak potatoes for later on. Praise the Lord. So we can bring you up to date. All right. Now I highlighted that to get you back where we are, where we was from the first episode. And today I want to talk to you on the message. All right. We covered God made the man. God have to make the woman before you can even think about ministry. Even if the Lord called you, let's make this clear, because God is still calling people to the ministry. Even if God called you and placed a call on your life to be a preacher or to be a minister, evangelist, a pastor, prophet, or whatever, the fivefold ministry. We believe in the fivefold ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't believe in the three-finger church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Evangelist, the pastor, the evangelist, the Sunday school teacher. Well, I have a whole hand. And on my hand, I got five fingers. Amen. And my thumb happened to be the fattest one and the shortest one, but my thumb is the strength of my hand. That is the apostolic, that's the apostle. Then the next finger is a pointer. And that pointer is the prophetic realm of God that points you to the way of Jesus Christ, points you back to where you came from, and points you to show you where you need to go and how to get there. And if you look and hold your own hand, you that are listening to me on this podcast, if you hold your own hand up before your face, you'll see that your middle finger is the tallest finger of the hand. That is the evangelistical. That is what Jesus did with his disciples after he taught them 3.5 years. Amen. Praise God. He commissioned them and he sent them out to evangelize the world. Glory be to God. He said, go into all the world and teach my gospel. Amen. I mean, talk about me. Tell men what you have learned from me. Give them what I have give unto you. Preach in my name. Don't go set yourself up under no other name. Preach the name of Jesus. And then if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, not unto you. Glory be to God. We're trying to get people to come unto me. But you should be pointing the way. See, that pointer finger is to point them to come to God. Come to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't come here. I can't do nothing for you. Glory be to God. You already aggravated me enough. Amen. Let me show you how to get to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is the strongest power. And because he is, we're not defeated, because he is the Lord. This is the Lord's word. Why? He's your healer. He's your deliverer. He's your way maker. He's your food when you're hungry. Oh my God. He's the best doctor. He's the doctor when you're sick. He's your lawyer in the courtroom. Come on. Praise God. He's a bridge over troubled water. Come on. He's a shelter in time of storm. See, everything you want, I got to point you to him. And then he's your everything. Amen. That's what, when you prepared, made in the image of God, then God gives you the ministry. The ministry is to minister to the needs of people, how to help people. And I said in an earlier episode, if you don't know nothing about salvation, you don't need no ministry. If you don't love souls, you don't need no ministry. Amen. If feeding the poor and helping people who are down and out and don't have nothing, and you act like you're on top of the world now and forgot where you come from, you don't need no ministry. Because ministry is to never forget where you come from. Ministry, you see, whatever God deliver you from becomes your ministry. Amen. If you ever been poor in life and never had, oh my God. And when God get through making you in your down moments and bring you into a ministry, that in your mindset, you already ready, willing, able to help everybody that's down and don't have nothing. See, that's ministering. Glory be to God. Amen. If you were sick and on your deathbed, and God raise you up and deliver you, then when you bring you into your ministry, he brings you into with a gift of healing. You got a compassionate heart and a loving heart for those who are sick and going through in their body, in their health, whether it is physically, mentally, financially, whatever the area that they are sick in, you have a compassion, a love of God to go to that area because that's where you was. Hallelujah. God will never let you forget where you come from. Oh, I wish I had somebody to understand. This is so good. This is so good. My God. So today, we want to talk to you, amen, on message. Now, we're going to talk about message. Okay? This is the third M. Message. And so in message, it says here, speak the truth. When God make the man and make the woman and bring you into a ministry, and that ministry is Jesus. He's bringing you into Jesus. Oh, Lord, y'all missing this. He's not bringing you into denomination. Stay away from. He's not bringing you into tradition. He's not bringing you back to those that killed Jesus. He's not leading you. He's got to spend time preparing you and making you to kill folks. Because the children of Herod still exist today. The children of those traditional elders, that high priest Caiaphas and all those who went to Herod and sold Jesus out, their spirit of their children still lives today. Those spirits still exist. That is tradition. Denomination is a trick of the devil in this world order to separate you. That's why they form so many different groups, so many different kinds of churches. Glory be to God. How can it be so many kinds of churches when it ain't but one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism? It ain't but one Jesus. How could Jesus break himself down to be Holy Baptist, Methodist, Ensign, this, Jehovah? Come on, we got to come back to Jesus. Come back, shake yourself. I'll give you time to do that right now. Just get up and do something. Shake yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come back to your natural mind. You've lost your way. We listen to the devil, and the devil say, if you ain't holy, you're going to hell. If you ain't a Baptist, you're going to hell. If you're not Methodist, you're going to hell. If you're not a Catholic, you're on your way to hell. If you ain't what they are, you're on your way. How about if you just ain't got God, you're on your way to hell? How about that? If you just don't know God, amen, as your Savior, as your Creator, as your Deliverer, as your Waymaker, you're on your way to a living hell. Glory be to God. But without God, you'll be able to not have a life. He says in St. John 10:10, he says, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But look in the latter clause. In this world, you got to hear from the devil too. I'm giving you God's biblical word. But listen here, you got to understand, we in somebody else's house. We know he didn't create it. He stole it. He's a thief. He's a liar. And he's a murderer. He stole it. He stole it from Adam. He stole it from Eve. All of this because the Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. This world and all that dwell therein, God created and put it in the hands of Adam. But through deception and through mind manipulation and through trickery, the devil stole. And now he is the God of something he did not create. He is the prince of the air. And we are now living in something and going through something that is not ours. Don't belong to the children of God. That's why we got to be saved to live in this world. We got to be anointed and then appointed to live in this world. Glory be to God. Look at Daniel. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Look at the Hebrew boys. Look at here. They belonged to God. But they had to live in the Babylonian captivity. Come on here. They had to go through slavery. They had to go through bondage. They had to go through 70 years. They had to go through this. Why? Living in something that was not theirs. They brought their meats to them. And he said, we cannot eat this because God forbid. See? We cannot do it. But they were forced to live by the rules of something that they were not accustomed to. See? But God was with them in what was not theirs. Amen. Isn't that good news? Hallelujah. The That's why when they throwed him in the lion den, God was with him. Hallelujah. Because why? He knew that didn't belong to him. So the deliverer came in there and to deliver them out. When the Hebrew boys didn't go along, my God, with Nebuchadnezzar's golden image and idol. Hallelujah. Bow down and worship me. That's what tradition tell you. Bow down and worship me. That's what denomination. Bow down. If you ain't one of us, we gonna throw you in the furnace. And God said, hey, you don't have to be one of them, just as long as you be one of me. If you're with me and I'm with you, glory be to God, I'll send an angel like I did for the Hebrew boys. And that fire that belonged to them cannot burn the fire that belonged to me. Go find the prophet Elijah when he went up against the 450 prophets of Baal. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And God said, the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And God showed up. Hallelujah. Amen. And destroyed all of others. Amen. Praise God. That's why I say to you all the time, my friend, God is the strongest power. And because he is, we are not defeated, because all this is the Lord's work. I'm trusting, I'm saying to you, now we in message. We then went through our preparation. God made man in my image and likeness. God made the woman. Hallelujah. He didn't make the woman of us above the authority over the man. Come on, somebody shout glory. And then from that, he made the children. And now we see the domino effect. The man came out from God. Woman come out from man. Children come out from woman. And then when woman can't handle children, come on, your glory be to God. And that weight gets so heavy, amen, this domino reflection, they fall back in the arms of the man that she came out. Then the man, he ain't delivered. He ain't what he's supposed to be. And he said, I can't handle it. And he sitting there trying to hold you and these kids. And God said, I ain't going to put no more on you, but they bear. And look here, he about to fall back, his back hurting. And he fall right back to where he come from. God will fix it so he got to go back to his maker. Lord, you're going to have to do something. I can't handle all this. Glory be to God. This thing is breaking my back. This woman is more than, see, glory be to God. And then go right back to where the devil said, this woman you gave me did all this to me. Ain't that what happened in the garden? Huh? They started playing the blame game. But that's your domino reflection. So when God makes you and prepare you and qualify you, who God called, he qualified and get you ready, he puts you into a ministry. And so what is your ministry? We know a doctor's ministry is surgery. There's all type of doctors, a dentist. We know his ministry is tooth, pulling teeth. Glory be to God. Amen. A carpenter built a ministry is what? Building houses. Glory be. See, everybody has a ministry, but then notice that none of them is able to be perfected and master their ministry without being prepared. Glory be to God. So how much more is it going to take for a preacher to come and stand before the world? Glory be to God. And try to help people who the devil already destroying and lead so many. Moses had to go and lead over 6 million out of the hand of Pharaoh. Amen. But God had to take everything that the world put in him out of him and prepare him. 40 years of preparation. Come on here to go back and get all the people delivered. See, you can't do that with all the hell still in you. How hell going to deliver hell? Hell ain't going to listen to hell. Come on, praise the Lord. No, it don't work like that. Hate ain't going to listen to hate. Come on. You can't get upset because people got spirits in them. I just don't like them. They got a bad attitude. No, that's because your bad attitude ain't never been delivered. And that bad attitude knows a bad attitude when they see it. So now you being disturbed. But if you was prepared and your bad attitude was out of you, you can face a bad attitude. And then that bad attitude won't bother you because you ain't got no more bad attitude. Now you can minister to that bad attitude and coming in the name of Jesus. Jesus will heal you, sir, like he did me. Jesus will deliver you, sir. My God, I had a bad attitude just like you. I was worse than you, but look what he did for me. But if I'd have brought my bad attitude to meet your bad attitude into what we would have been doing today, glory be to God. Are y'all getting this? You got to be prepared. You got to be prepared. So now we're going to get you something to say now. Now that you done been prepared, now that God didn't hand you your ministry, because you got to know what your ministry is. We got folks in the church bumping heads with each other, you know, all in the wrong office. Come on, somebody. And don't know how to stay in your lane. Come on, pray God in here trying to tell the apostle what to do. Missionary don't know what a missionary is. Vandas don't know what a vandas is. Let's go back to that hand. My thumb is the strength of my hand. That's the powerhouse. That's the fountain of my hand. See, it's hard. If you give me a jar right now, say, open this jar, man of God. It would be hard for me, if I didn't have no thumb, to take four fingers and a palm and open anything. I can't do it. You see what I'm saying? So the only way we're going to open this Bible up and open wisdom up is to go back to Jesus, who is the chief apostle of our soul, the one that can open this book up. Come on, praise God. The one that got the power that's going to come in Revelation, say, loose the seven seals. Jesus, the only one that can open this thing up and make clarity, clear clarity and precision to me. So now the thumb, the pointer, and then you got the middle finger, that's the evangelist. And you notice where that ring is at. That fourth finger there, that's your ring finger. That is the pastor of the church. Glory be to God. That's the ring finger. Amen. See, when you get married, that's where they put the ring at. Glory be. Now, how many know church is a marriage? See, God got to prepare you for this marriage. And before you could be married to a spouse, come on here, a wife or a husband or a fleshly man or woman, you got to be married in the spirit. And God got to put a ring on your hand in the spirit, teaching you how to put one on the wife or the husband in the natural. And then you got that little pinky hanging on the end of your hand there. See? And then some of y'all are blessed to have another little finger coming out of that. Glory be to God. Amen. So you got to understand that pinky finger, that's the teacher. Come on. Rabbonia, master teacher. And notice that Jesus Christ is all five of these fingers. In Ephesians, go read in the book of Ephesians 4:11, and you'll see that he gave some to be apostle, some to be a prophet, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors, some to be teachers. And what he was all of it. And what he did was broke himself down into five different departments and distribute himself out to other people so that they can have that part, that quality of him, made in the image of him, to teach that part that he would do. Oh, I wish I had me somebody. Glory be to God. I feel like running. I'm trying to hold myself in his chair. Tell the Lord, thank you. Ain't God good? All right. So now he distributed himself into other people to teach the part that he do. And then they supposed to go and exalt themselves. I'm an apostle. No, Jesus is the apostle. And he made you an apostle under him. Come on here. So you could be a founder, because he came to found churches. That's what apostle is. He's a pounder of many of the works. And you'll find that in the gospel when he was feeding. And see, for some of you that don't know, I'm so glad for this class here, amen, that don't know how that worked. Oh, glory be to God. How did he found churches? Well, there was a time when Jesus was feeding the multitude. You'll read it in the Bible about the 5,000. He took two little fish and five loaves of bread. There go your fivefold ministry. He took two little fish representing souls. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Two now. Just two. Don't need but two. That would be him and you. Two. Come on, pray God, the one he going to use. Glory be to God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? It'll be Jesus and the one he going to use. Come on here, pray God. He took two. Come on, pray God. And he fed five. Come on here. Fivefold ministry. But the Bible speaks about, and he fed 5,000. It said 5,000 men was fed. That's not accurate either. So that's why we're so glad for this here lesson. That's not accurate, because it was just 5,000 men was fed. Boy, he's a poor general. Come on here. What kind of love? Now, if God is love, what kind of loving God that will feed 5,000 men, and those 5,000 men had their wives and their children with them, and he won't give the wife and the kids not to eat either. Just 5,000 men eat. Glory be to God. So it wasn't 5,000 that got fed. It was 40,000 people that got fed off two little fish and five loaves of bread. Glory be to God. Do you understand that now? Now we need to get you there. And if you notice what Jesus did, he commanded the disciples. Look at the apostle now. He commanded the disciples, sit all the people down in the grass and put them in groups of 50s and hundreds. Separate them, put them in groups. And there were 12 disciples. And then Jesus, the founder, the mediator, hallelujah, the word, the bread, gave himself to the disciple and told the disciples, feed the people. That's why he said to Peter, Peter, you love me? Lord, you know I love you. Then you feed my sheep. See? Peter, you love me? Lord, feed my lamb. Come back a third time. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. Feed my sheep. Hallelujah. He didn't do it. They said Jesus fed 5,000. Jesus came and said, I didn't do it. I gave it to them to do it. They did it. Glory be to God. Do you hear what I'm trying to tell you? Hallelujah. I told them to feed them. Because in the book of Revelation, he said, now as each one of them was, each disciple later on became an apostle. There are 12 disciples, but if you later on, they became the 12 apostles of God. And so the apostles was the one that founded, I sit them down in group and found churches. And then I gave, and then the Bible said, according to your ring finger, the pastor, Jesus was the shepherd, the good shepherd, and the good shepherd loved his sheep, praise the Lord. So he said, feed them. So now we see where the message had to be preached, watch this here, in truth. So speak the truth in love. Speak the truth in love. And I'm going to read this here to you so you can get this here, because we're talking about the message. And this is what the message says. In Ephesians 4:15, get your Bible, go with me there. In Ephesians 4:15, it says this here. Watch this here, listen to this. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ. Hallelujah. Now, and look, and from him, 16, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So what do we got to do? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When God gives you a message, that message must be spoke in love. Now, who is love? God is love. We got to love God enough, to love people enough, to speak to them in love. We can't get up here and preach hate. We can't talk arrogant. We can't talk in a tone, harsh tone, fighting tone. I don't like you to do what I say or else. No. We got to speak this truth in love. And when we do that, then we build up Christ. We build up the image that you were made in, the likeness that you made in, and people will follow God, and they will love you because you are the vessel and the instrument that love is coming through. And now they know that as Jesus came into the body, into the flesh, and the word was flying, Jesus came into the body to show all of us that was in the body that we can live in the body free from sin because he knew no sin. Love was transformed. The word was made flesh. And now when the word of God gets in you, in your flesh, guess what it does now? Since the word, watch this, was transformed to become human, now he says, if you abide in me, who? Word, St. John 15. If you abide in me, word, and let my word abide in you, stay in you, guess what happened to you? Now I make you like what I was. So the word became flesh, and if you stay in the word, then he'll take your flesh and make your flesh become word. I wish I had me three people that want a breakthrough right there. I feel the Holy Ghost of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're going to run over quickly. Time is winding up here. But we're going to go to Timothy right quick, and I'm going to give you this here right quick. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. And I want you to understand something. Because God is real. This is so real. Amen. And it talks about the message being balanced. Scriptural. Scripturally documented. So we're going to go to Timothy. 1 Timothy. And we're going to look at the 4th chapter right quick. 4:2. And here's what it said. Speaking lies. Ooh, glory be to God. Mm-mm-mm. Speaking lies. See. Watch this here. In hypocrisy. Having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. See what they're doing? Because you know why they're doing it? Get up here and speak lies and not speaking the truth. So they're speaking the lie. See, God says speak the truth in love. Watch this here. All right now. Watch this here. Truth in love. They that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Glory be to God. That means that the truth got to be in love, and love got to be in the truth to make it. Glory be to God. But look what they're doing, because they have not been made first, and they jumping straight into a ministry without preparation, and they bypassed the making of a man and the making of a woman and went straight in the ministry, because maybe the devil told them that money is in this. But I can tell you right now, ain't no money in this. Glory be to God. I've been doing this all of my life, from a child to today. Amen. Praise God. And I've endured so many trials, tribulation, but I keep following the will of God, because I know at the end of the rainbow, there is a great blessing if you keep following God. Not following people, but keep following God. So when you're not made, then the message is supposed to be balanced. The message is supposed to be balanced. The message is supposed to be scriptural. All scriptural is given in sound doctrine, doctrinally sound and spiritually. But here's what you do when you are not made. They get up and they speaking lies in hypocrisy. Now, what the word hypocrisy? They just simply hypocrites. The word supposed to, the message supposed to be speak in truth. We supposed to talk about Jesus. We ain't supposed to talk about ourselves. We supposed to talk about what Jesus did back in the day. He healed the sick, raised the dead, opened up the blind eye. We supposed to be talking about the purpose in which God sent him. We ain't supposed to talk about your purpose in which God sent you. If Jesus is the head of the ministry, then the body's supposed to speak what the head is telling the body to say, and not what the devil is getting in your head telling you to put in the body of the people. Okay? So the church is not a building. The church is the body of Christ. And if it's the body of Christ, we must not bring offense. Going back to offense, we must not bring offense to his body, because we bring shame to him. See? Now watch this here. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience, see it with hot iron. And look, and then God talks about marriage. Well, we're going to get to that end. But the third verse, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving. So we want to get up in the church and tell you, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't do this, don't do that. And then the scripture that said, they are forbidding to do this. They're forbidding to marry. Now the Bible speaks about marriage. See, when you're not being prepared, then you get up and you preach false doctrine, and you're not preaching the truth. You're doing everything cold, contrary to what God wants done in his body. You're going against his biblical principles. You're going against the plan of God, and you're calling all of that a ministry, and all of that is going to be name or nickname, tradition and denomination. And all it does is a trick of the enemy to divide God's people and separate you and make you love what you love, and love the pleasures and the things of this world instead of love each other. If we come back to Jesus, you will see the whole world come back together. Do you understand what I'm saying? My last scripture, and we're going to close with this, Mark 16:20. Mark 16:20, and we're going to conclude the matter. Amen. Praise God. We're thanking God for what the Lord has done. Amen. God is so good. Oh, I'm just impressed. Mark 16:20. Oh, you didn't have a Bible, follow the prophet. I hope that I'm saying so. I hope I bless somebody today. I know I bless myself. Glory be to God. Mark 16:20. And it says it like this. Glory be to God. Bear with me, children. All right. Mark 16:20. The last verse in Mark. Hallelujah. Ain't that something? And they went out and preached everywhere. The Lord. What? God, see, he took those 12. They sat with him 30 years. And watch this here. And he took them 30 years to pour into him all about him. It took 30 years to get them ready to go out into the world. See? And they went out and preached everywhere. The Lord. Who did they went and preach about? The Lord. Now, who are people going out today preaching about? Themselves. Making themselves a name, high-minded, arrogant, Oh, we got this, we got that. If you're not one of us, you don't belong. If you ain't got this, you can't come in. All kinds of stuff. They're not preaching the Lord. That's why the anointed power of God, the healing power, the miracle power, people are not getting saved. They're not getting out of wheelchairs. Blind eye, the power, the wonder-working power, the supernatural, the miracles are not there. Why? Because they're not preaching the Lord. See? And the Lord will honor his work. I don't care who it comes to. I don't care if the preacher is wrong. I don't care what you are doing. If you're preaching Jesus, he will honor his word, but not you. He will deal with you later, but he'll take his word that is coming out of uncircumcised mouth. God take imperfected bodies and imperfected lips and speak perfect words, and he comes back and deal with you later. Because sometimes you can preach words out of your mouth that to deliver people, but it won't deliver you. You can say things out of your mouth that'll save people, but it won't save you. Because why? You're not pushing the apply button. You're not using what you're preaching. But it doesn't mean what you're preaching ain't working, because as long as it's Jesus, it's going to save. As long as it's Jesus, it got power. As long as it's Jesus, it come with anointed. Hallelujah. And you could be all balanced, living any kind of way, but God will deal with you later. Glory be to God. But he'll take his word and honor it and save people. Because he has to reach down in this world and still use people, because there is nobody perfect here. So he still have to use imperfect people with a fallen state and a fallen mind. Come on here, to deliver people who have failed. Okay? So here's what it say. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. Who was working with them? What they was preaching. If I go out and preach the Lord and preach the word, guess what? It be working with me. The Lord going to be working with me, and the word going to work in me, through me, and from me, and get to you and help you like he helped me. Glory be to God. Through the company sign, and it's going to be a company with signs and wonders. That means somebody is going to get the same results that happened in the biblical time when Jesus was here, because I'm taking his place. He came and took my place as my substitute lamb, died that I might live. Amen. He became poor that I might enjoy his riches. Amen. Praise God. He became sick that I might enjoy what it is to be healed. And so signs and wonders comes with this. So God bless you, my friends, today. We hope that through this second episode, amen, that we came talking about the message now. You've already been enlightened about the making of the man, making of the woman, and the ministry. And the ministry is just that. Make sure that you understand. Make full proof of thy ministry, amen, and your election, and you're sure of your calling, amen, and know that you do not bring offense to ministry without bringing offense to Jesus. He's the head of the church. Now we cover today the message. And the message is got to be Jesus, because it's his church. You can't preach another message. Hallelujah. If you come preaching any other thing, he said, let it be a curse. Let them be a liar. Amen. If you come talking about anything other than Jesus Christ, then it's not the message for the church. Because no love won't be. The fruits and the character of God won't be in that message. So we must speak it, the truth in love. God bless you, brothers and sisters. As I always say, God is the strongest power. And because he is, we're not defeated, because this is the Lord's work. The prophet would like to challenge you, as he always do. Amen. Praise God. If I have been a blessing to you today in any kind of way, and that word touched somebody, I believe it touched you today. I believe something was quickening in you today. Amen. Praise God. Will you help me? Amen. Ask God. I'm on a journey now. He has me on a mission. Praise the Lord. Amen. To go into all the world and teach this gospel. Amen. Praise God. Deliver his people. Amen. I need your help. I need your help. Praise the Lord. I'm asking you today, if you could find in your heart, in the back of all my books, I always ask people to plant a miracle seed. Yes, we just seen Jesus was 30, amen, years old when he died on that rugged cross. His ministry lasted 3.5 years. So I always ask people to give $33, $1 for every year that Jesus walked the face of this earth, amen, to help us to reach lost and dying generation, amen, praise God, to save the sick, heal the sick, save the lost, amen, praise God, and bring people back to their right minds for God. but I need your help. Would you help me today to build up the kingdom of God? Amen. Praise God. And all of your seeds that you sow will be multiplied and give back to you in such an increase that you'll have no room to receive. You can cash at me. That is the dollar sign. You call it the hashtag. That is the dollar sign, Apostle of God. And I'll receive your financial support. Or you can write me at Post Office Box 655, Maxton, North Carolina, 28364. Again, that is Post Office Box, amen, 655, Maxton, North Carolina, 28364. Or you could write me, praise the Lord, at therunnersofchrist@gmail.com. And I will send you a word of prophecy back to you. God bless you, and may heaven smile on you. It's the prophet's eternal prayers unto you until next week. Thank you.